a playlist original.
Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we review the pilot episodes of TV shows to answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is Meetu.
And my name is BJ.
And this week, we're watching Our Kind of People on Fox.
So stay tuned to find out about Meetu's adventures when she was summering in the wealthy beaches of Georgia?
Sure. All right, Peach, let us know what happened in this one.
Our Kind of People on Fox is a new drama series inspired by the Lawrence Otis Graham book of the same name that was published in 1999. Our story is set in Oak Bluffs, Massachusetts, and it follows single mother Angela Vaughn, played by Yaya DaCosta, as she is now setting back onto town to reclaim her family's name. As with all good dramas, she soon discovers dark secrets about her own mother's past that will turn her world upside down. In this first episode, Angela, her daughter Nikki, played by Alana K. Bright, and her aunt Piggy, played by Debbie Morgan, are thrown into a world of wealth and glamour, and they meet the Franklin DuPont family. Meetu, what were your first impressions of this new drama?
One, shout out to our listeners who recommended this one. They knew that I would like a juicy show, and likely you would too. And when I looked it up, I saw that this was a Lee Daniels joint, and that made perfect sense because I think he is particularly good at bringing us shows that are super easy to digest and watch. And I feel like you look up and an hour has passed.
This was definitely something that you can easily sit down and get through. It is an hour-long show with commercials, but it didn't feel like that. It didn't drag at any moment, which maybe that's the writing, maybe that's the story, or maybe it's this stacked, talented Black cast.
That's true. I love that they had so many Black actors who I think are so underutilized in other spaces. So it was beautiful to see Yaya DaCosta back on my television screen. It was really wonderful to see Lance Gross. I'm a very big fan of Raven Goodwin. I was thrilled for many reasons to see Morris Chestnut. And so it was just so cool to see such a stacked Black cast, as you said. And I think what really worked for this one is that it was a simple plot. I think I had other issues with the plot, which we can get into later, but it was straightforward in that Angela is new in town. She is not rich, and the Richies are having trouble accepting her and her daughter and her Aunt Piggy. That's where we're at.
Yeah, they do keep it really simple. There only seems to be about three storylines we have to follow. Angela is starting her natural hair care line, Eve's Crown, and that's her way of coming back to her mother's town to break back in. Her daughter Nikki is meeting all these rich kids, and really, she's just going to get worked up into their drama while being careful because she has her own past.
I wanted to protect Nikki from those rich kids and that family so badly. And from her own mom. I think one of the most compelling storylines is the fact that Nikki told her mom, I don't need these wealthy enclaves to find success. In fact, I am struggling and failing because of these environments that don't feel like they fit. And Angela just kept being like, you know, trust the process. Like, I got you. This is where you need to be. And I want to see more of that. I thought that was a really interesting exchange.
It was really strange how fixated Angela is on making it in this town of Oak Bluffs. She wants to join the sisterhood, the Gracidies. She wants her business to be successful. She wants to be in this wealthy, high society. She's going to these parties, and yet her daughter is clearly stating, I don't want or need that. I don't want to be around these people. Just let me chill at home.
And I think that gets into a little bit of a critique of the show, which is, I don't think that we understand their motivations enough. We jumped in and there was juicy plot, and we can go back to talking about those juicy plot lines in a second. But we don't understand the why behind Angela dragging herself and her family into this town. They're explicitly told, we don't need the likes of you here with our Jack and Jill wealthy Black enclave of Martha's Vineyard. And she trucks along. There's a couple lines here and there where she seems to say that she's living her mother's dream. And there are a couple flashbacks that help to explain that, where the mom briefly says something like, "You'll do what I can," or something like that, about her own hair care line that her mom was interested in doing, or hair salon or anything like that. But I wish there were just a little more motivation, because also we meet Leah Franklin DuPont, played by Nadine Ellis, who is married to Raymond DuPont, played by Morris Chestnut, and they're the wealthy family in town who host one of the parties that Angela goes to. And Leah is so hostile toward Angela and her bid to join the Gracieties and her attempts to join the society. But I don't get why she would be so threatened by her. And a little bit of dialogue would have helped to explain that, I think.
One of the biggest weaknesses was not introducing a lot of these characters well. I think, like you said, knowing more about Angela's mother would have helped. We do get flashbacks, which give us some context, but they're all focused on Angela and not on the mother. So we're still missing her motivation. And I'm glad you mentioned Leah Franklin DuPont, because we know a big part of this storyline is the Franklin DuPont story. That's kind of like the third storyline. You have Angela's, Nikki's, and then the Franklin DuPont family, who's wealthy. They have the Franklin Holdings Company, but we don't really know the relationships and dynamics of these characters, and we don't know their connection to Angela other than being the next closest family that she just walks by.
Yes. So there is a scene where Teddy Franklin, the head of the family business, played by Joe Morton, leads a meeting, and Leah walks in and she is mad at her father, but she poses at the head of the table as he's speaking to the shareholders and talking about this big business initiative they want to do. And she barely restrains herself from lashing out at her father in front of all these moneyed people, potentially threatening this business for their family. And he gives her a speech. It's funny because it's Joe Morton. So he gave almost exactly the same speech that he gave in Scandal to Olivia Pope, that twice as hard to go half as far speech that he gave Olivia. But he tells her, you know, "I am here for the black business and my black hands, and America is holding this money and I'm here to build wealth." And they have this big, larger argument about these things, but I don't understand why. I don't get why she came in so hot. I don't understand why he was ready to fight her. And it was literally fun to watch them go at it with each other. I thought the actors had great chemistry in that regard, but I didn't understand why. Now, I love mess, but I love when I understand my mess.
It helps to be able to follow the mess.
Yes.
And that brings up another question I'm wondering. When it comes to the wealth, money is a big part of this show's plot line, everyone's motivation, and maybe I've just become desensitized to it on TV, but the wealth wasn't to this extravagant level that I would want from a show like this. I don't feel like this is showing off a lifestyle that seems so foreign from anything I've ever seen before. Did it feel like they were wealthy to you? I know that sounds odd. I see the money, I see the homes, the G-Wagons, but I guess it didn't impact me like it might have on other shows.
That's true. Their house looked like one of those super nice Airbnbs people book for Instagram vacations. I would say, with regard to the wealth, I am in a similar boat to you in that I wish that they showed even more extravagance and they leaned into the juiciness of it, because there were several points during the show, as we discussed with Joe Morton, talking about being a black man, upholding black business sense and all this stuff.
Generation after generation.
But I wanted either fun extravagance to watch a la a Dynasty, or if you were to explore the issues of black wealth and what it means to be a black person building wealth, is it exploitive? Is it good? You know, wherever you fall on those lines, just a better exploration of that. Instead, we had displays of money, but then throwaway lines like, "You're not helping our community, you're hurting it." Or, "My natural hair is my crown and I want to build an empire for me and my family." And it was just quick throwaway lines like that that I wish were just removed. You either explore it more deeply or let it go, and let's just live in this world where you're just these rich people in this rich enclave of America that we know is filled with wealthy black people. We know Martha's Vineyard is a destination for that. So let's just let that be.
I just realized what makes that conversation seem half-hearted and weak is that there isn't a character arguing the other side for this. It's just all of these Black characters who want the wealth, who have benefited from coming from wealth, but there's no one on the other side questioning, do you deserve all that? How did you get that? What does it mean for you to have this power or influence in society?
Yeah, they can't be the ones to question it. That's a good point. Because even when they check each other, like, you're not good for the community or whatever. What does that mean?
Yeah, you just want the power instead. That's all they're really saying.
Y'all both have the G-Wagons or whatever that car is called. Like, come on. That's true. That's a good point, Beej.
Yeah. And even Angela, she, like you said, she wants to build an empire with her company.
Yeah, she is not the working class, I'm here to dismantle, blah, blah, blah. She is there to get rich and join them and tear them down for personal, potentially avenging mom mystery reasons, not for like protest reasons or any intellectual thought about Black wealth, which is fine. I don't mind the idea of this being just a juicy, fun show, but then let that dialogue go because I don't like to be taken out of it. I just want to watch them yell at each other from private planes.
Exactly. You also mentioned mysteries. Do you have any predictions? We have two mysteries going on. We don't really know what's going on with Angela, the past of Angela's mother. And we know that Nikki got wrapped up in some weird incident on a boat. What do you see happening for this mother-daughter duo?
Okay, first, we didn't talk about this too much, but I am curious about Angela's deepening relationship with Tyreek, played by Lance Gross.
The foot fetish guy.
Okay, your words.
He took her shoes off. He gave her a pair of shoes. When she walked into a party, the camera went right down to her feet.
Yeah, it was really weird. So I'm not here to yucky yum, though. I wonder if her relationship with Tyreek will be this romantic spark, but then also potentially give her some competitive leverage. Because he seems to be a person who is rich and not directly related in any way to this Franklin DuPont family. So is he an independent character that she can leverage for money and access as she builds her own power and money?
He is more accessible. He said he lived in the small house at the end of the street.
So, you know, just building her way up. And then with regard to what you talked about with Nikki and those kids, I'm stressed for Nikki. I want Nikki to be in an environment that is affirming and safe for her.
This is like Gossip Girl. We were like, just leave her alone.
Just leave that baby alone. I want somebody to just pick up Nikki and take her somewhere else. But we don't get that, I don't think. So for Nikki, I wonder what the breaking point will be where she stops being like a down-home girl. Because I think she'll be swept up in the wealth and all of this stuff. And I wonder if that will shift her personality. This mystery that she is involved in now, I wonder if that will threaten her safety physically herself. Because y'all, Nikki ran into some stuff and saw some stuff. And I wonder if she herself may be next, if there is a next. So that's what I'm thinking. What about you? What do you think about this relationship between Raymond, Leah, and Teddy? What are your predictions there?
Clearly, Leah wants it all. And I don't see Raymond having that same fire or thirst for power.
No, he doesn't. Isn't that odd?
Very odd. So I'm wondering if that might cause tension in their relationship. It's definitely going to cause tension between Leah and her dad, Teddy. But I do feel like Raymond is not going to immediately... That's going to bring up some interesting conversations.
Yes, Raymond strikes me as someone who throws the rock and hides his hand. So he'll just be behind the most powerful person. So in the power struggle between daughter and father, I wonder if he'll just go between wife and father-in-law.
And what's interesting, in the beginning, they make a comment about the Franklin and DuPont families both being high status in this neighbor or in this environment. So I do wonder if he'll keep his distance to protect the DuPont family name and let those Franklins get messy.
Oh, facts. Let them take themselves out while the DuPonts lay in the cut. Ooh, I like the way you're thinking, Beej.
Thank you. So we have one more storyline, which I think is going to last all season. The rivalry between Angela and Leah. We see them butting heads all throughout the first episode. Do you have a favorite? Have you picked a side?
Okay, I was Team Yaya on America's Next Top Model, which I'm sure she's exhausted about hearing about. So I think instinctively, I am rooting for her.
She is the lead, okay.
However, I would like to understand Leah's motivation more. Because if I get her hostility, I'm not opposed to rooting for someone who I think is being propped up as a villain. I don't mind that. If they clarify her motivations a bit more, I could be persuaded to root against Angela and Piggy and Nikki.
Okay, you need a clear picture before you can pick a side.
Yes.
I think that's fair. I'm also undecided. I feel like the writers want us to choose Angela's side. But after her conversations with Nikki, I don't think she has better intentions than Leah does. So it's really a toss-up at this point.
Yeah, no one's hands are clean. Except for precious baby Nikki. Protect Nikki, y'all.
So, me too. Will you keep watching more episodes of Our Kind of People on Fox to look out for Nikki?
I will. Y'all, if you liked Empire, and especially if you were of the crew who stuck with Empire to the very end, then I imagine this show is the one for you. I will watch again casually. I think it's fun and juicy, and the storyline only has up to go from here with regard to explaining and layering the characters a bit more for us to understand where they're coming from.
I will keep watching, probably casually. I think there's a lot of room to grow with these characters, and especially when you have different families from different economic statuses and social circles. Once they start mingling, we know it's going to get interesting. Do you want to tell us about your tales in Georgia with the wealthy people?
I don't have any tales in Georgia with wealthy people. I can share something embarrassing about Martha's Vineyard.
Ooh. Okay. Does it involve you?
Yes. I know you love embarrassing me, so I will own this. I thought Martha's Vineyard was Martha Stewart's house.
I did know this.
That she rented to people. And I thought that until an undisclosed late age. Not until recently, I want to be clear. I was a youth who thought this. But whenever I heard Martha's Vineyard mentioned, I thought she just owned this sprawling estate that people would rent pieces of. You know, maybe there's guest houses or something, and that's where they would summer as a verb.
It does seem like something Martha would do.
Thank you. That's all I need. Thank you for that validation.
She would build and design homes and estates that people would want to be in.
We saw the estate that she sits on that show we reviewed. There's space.
Her farm, her self-sufficient estate.
Yes, she's good to go. So where can people find more episodes of The Pilot Podcast?
They can head to our website at thepilotpodcast.com, and they can follow us on all of their favorite podcast platforms.
You can also follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at ThePilotPod, and you can send thoughts, feelings, more recommendations for shows to review to askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.